Hey, good morning. 8:14. Can't get anything by Ray. Nothing, man. Newsman Ray always likes to come in and give us a hard time.
It's nice to have a news guy with a sense of humor.
Yeah, no joke, right? Usually they're so stuffy. Not Ray, man.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. 8:15 today, we got a high of 34. Chance for some snow this morning, but that's going to taper off. Going to be cloudy pretty much throughout the day. Tonight, more clouds, not as cold, low of 31. Friday, cloudy and mild and a high of 42.
Yeah.
This story is, let's just say it's very Plan B morning-esque.
Okay.
Work.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Out of Florida?
Now, you've, this is out of Florida, of course. Every time.
Every time.
You've heard the term silent but deadly. Now, here's loud and deadly with a little bit of crazy mixed in there. 37-year-old woman named Shanita Wilson was standing in line at a Dollar General store near Fort Lauderdale. This was on Sunday when she loudly let one rip.
Get the bubble gut going, huh?
She did,
yeah.
Big old fart. Okay.
What's her name?
Shanita. Apparently, she cut a good one. Didn't even try and muffle it, right? Didn't even try and throttle. You know when you don't try and throttle a fart just a little bit? So like,
yeah.
Just keep it quiet. So a 55-year-old guy who was also in line said something about it. Hey, we farted in line for
stink.
See, come on now. We're at the Dollar General. This is a classy establishment. Knock it off. Well, Shanita responded by pulling out a pocket knife and threatening to, quote, gut him.
Oh, wow.
Over it.
Jeez.
She pulled the knife back like she was about to stab him, but stopped and walked out of the store. Someone called the cops. They picked her up nearby. She's facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
I think the fart was enough.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know? You need to bust a knife out.
God, if we had a knife, if we pulled a knife every time one of us let one rip here in the studio.
I'd be dead, bro.
She'd be constantly.
Be dead.
Just, God, I'll stab you.
You know what she should have done? Instead of pulling a knife, just hug the guy. And let another one go.
Back that ass
up. Yeah, get it all caught up in that winter coat.
I mean, but seriously, though, like, farts are always funny. They always are.
Yeah.
But you also got to know the crowd. You know, feel it out a little bit.
It's always funny to you until it stinks.
Yeah.
And then everybody else gets pissed off because everybody else is breathing in your ass air.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's just air from somebody else.
It's funny
else's,
to you.
Right.
It's funny to you.
I mean, if you think about it, it's air from somebody else's ass.
It's pretty gross.
And it's going in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it.
Palpable. You can taste it.
That methane that you taste was just in somebody's ass.
That's right. That happens in here all the time. This room permanently smells like fart because of Kiki. She's always just ruining chairs, blowing holes in chairs.
Is she a sleep farter?
I don't think she ever has.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not that I've known. But I'm a heavy sleeper, so who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
My wife sometimes wake me up out of a dead sleep.
God! That sounds like a gunshot going off. Oh, it's just the wife.